everybody. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. This is the Survivor After Show. You guys, this is the end of an era. The queen is no longer queen. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You guys, it was a doozy tonight.
End of an era.
End of an era. Thank you guys all for tuning in. This is going to be a crazy, crazy episode. We have so much to talk about. This is Survivor on AfterBuzz. I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Paige Bonanno. Michael Rippey is not in the studio tonight. He's going to be out for the next 3 weeks, but we have a very special guest, and I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. I'm Timothy Michael. You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Timothy Mike. And can I say I'm so excited to be on the show? I'm geeking out right now. You guys are
Survivor,
so excited.
Super fan right
I'm
here.
I'm so excited.
This is going to be great. We can't wait to have you for the next 3 weeks.
Thank you so much for having me into my life.
And I'm here, always. Told you guys. Bringing it to you live, Dominique Price. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms at DominiquePEsq.
Oh my gosh. So if you guys are in the live chat, just, I mean, give us your initial thoughts on tonight. It's obviously crazy. Sandra is gone. This is the first time this has ever happened in Survivor history. This is a first. They did the impossible. I mean, what are your guys' overall thoughts on tonight's episode?
The same speechless? As they are, like, as in every episode. Like, yeah, I think speechless would, sum that up. Like, it's every episode they're bringing it this season.
And every time we're watching Survivor and we're just like, we can't do this anymore. We're just too stressed out. Like,
it's so emotional. Like, I feel so invested in Survivor. Like, they're cutting me a check at the end of the season. Like, why am I so into this?
In the live chat, did you guys think that Sandra was going to go home tonight? Because I will say, at the beginning of the episode, I said, you guys, I just have a feeling that tonight is Sandra's time.
You said that. Like, literally, you guys, the song hadn't even finished playing on the opening credits of Survivor, and Paige is already, I think you doomed her.
I think I doomed her.
You totally jinxed Sandra, and Paige was like, Sandra's going home tonight. I'm like,
and you guys are like, no, no.
I was like, why would you say that?
I mean, I love Sandra. I've loved her since Pearl Island. So, I mean, I just couldn't imagine. And what you said earlier just hit the nail on the head. They did the impossible. She has never been voted out of this game. In 3 seasons,
she's done it. 96 days on Survivor.
She's never been voted out.
But can I just say that I loved that they clapped as she left. Like, I felt like that was like the ultimate sign of respect. Mm-hmm. I feel like they understood who they were playing with.
And she deserved it.
The
thing, I mean, going to the beginning of the episode, one of the reasons why I was saying, you guys, I just feel like it's Sandra's time tonight. Just like right away when we're at the Nuku tribe, they're still going over the whole JT situation. Mm-hmm. Like, what happened? And basically Aubrey's like, why did you guys choose him over me? And then basically Sandra's like, hey, it was about betrayal. And she's still running the show at this point. Like, still running it. So I'm like, something's got to happen to her because she cannot possibly be still running this show.
Well, Aubrey also foreshadowed it because she said, Sandra is queen of this game. Like, there's no denying that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the only dislike that I have about Survivor is that you can kind of tell who A is going to be going to tribal council in the beginning of the episode because there's always this foreshadowing from some kind of contestant. And then B, who is ultimately going to go home because of said foreshadowing. Right. I'm like, come on, you guys.
No, exactly. And that's why, like, some people, this is always like a debate, like in the live chat and otherwise, people will be like, oh, that person has a winner's at it, or this person is going home tonight based on this. And like, it's such a debate. Like, some people are like, you can't tell by this. But there are certain things like this where I do really feel like you can tell.
But then I love it because we get to tribal and you're like, maybe that's not
And you're like, right. Like tonight. I mean, Aubrey did say, you know, I need to learn a thing or two from her. And she was on the outs in this. So it'll be interesting to see. Now Aubrey was in a better place because they did drop the buffs.
Yes.
So hopefully for her, not too much will happen. We did see, before they did drop their buffs, one other very important thing happened, is Ty finds an idol. So he finds his second idol in 3 days.
Yeah.
Because the other one he used with all his friends.
And I just feel like they're trying to hide these idols from Ty. I just in my mind, I feel like production has decided
that Ty gets
where would Ty look for an idol?
Do you know what I think? I think that he talks to the chickens and the chickens know everything.
Right.
And they tell him where the idols are.
Smart.
There's something going on with Ty. Like, I mean, everybody knows him as an idol finder and he's just constantly searching for the idols. But
he does it in like a low-key way where nobody sees him doing it. Like, everybody knows that he's doing it, but nobody sees him doing it.
Yes, and here's my thing. Is nobody else just looking for the idols? Or do they just not show us them looking for the idols? Because it seems to me that Ty's the only one looking, and he finds it every time. It's just a little strange.
I just feel like every time they show...
Like I said, they could rename the show, like,
Eric says Ty finds an idol.
Ty finds an idol.
And then we're good.
I think the one thing that I was a little flabbergasted about this episode was they always find it in the dark, and I'm like, it's an island. There's no lights. How do you see
things? Well, do you not see those lights on that camera?
I guess you should.
He's like, hey, everybody follow me.
But like my blind ass, you guys, I'm right there like, can you just come a little closer? You guys, yeah. I need a close up for this because I need to see.
Can you shine that light?
I'd be like,
all right,
excuse me, camera guy number one, you shine the light on the floor. Camera guy number two, you're on the trees. All right, let's get this going.
Camera guy number three, you're on me because that's a priority.
Buy the money.
But I can't agree with Light Chat. You guys are super, super awesome. You guys are saying it before I can actually say it on air tonight. I thought it was absolutely amazing of Ty to think to look in the exact same spot.
Yep. There you go.
I would not have thought to start there. And it's interesting because there's a point in tonight's episode where Ty talks about how he doesn't feel smart enough to play mm-hmm. Survivor, which I just wanted to hug him because I hate when people don't feel like their intellectual, the skill is mm-hmm. where it should be. Yeah. But I'm just like, Ty, do you not see how amazing you are? Mm-hmm. Every single time when your back is against the wall, or even when a friend of yours is backs against the wall, you always pull it through. Mm-hmm. So while you may not be the most versed on how to strategize, mm-hmm. you know how to save your butt when it really, really comes time to. And so I hope he gets a little bit more confidence mm-hmm. because I feel like if he doesn't become a little bit more confident in just the style of player he wants to be, it's going to continue to make the people around him really nervous, like we've seen tonight. Yeah. In that little brief of moment, they're like, dude, like...
Well, I was going to say, your point, like, Zeke still is saying, hey, how do we know we can trust you? And we saw this with Ty last time that he played.
Mm-hmm. He's a flip-flopper.
That he's a flip-flopper, and he knows this himself. But when you're down to it, like, I feel like you got to kind of, like you're saying, be a little more confident in a lot of your decisions. And that was ultimately Ty's downfall last time. But just to clarify, Dom, you were talking about him looking in the spot the second time, for the second idol he found.
So two idols in one night.
For our viewers, yes. So he had the first idol, used it, obviously. Then tonight, at the beginning, finds an idol. Then later tonight, finds a second idol. So Ty now has two idols. And like you were saying, very smart for him to look in the exact same spot once he's switched tribes.
Yeah.
So that brings us to our point of everybody had to drop their buffs, which is how Ty got to that part in the first place. But everybody drops, and we see that one person does not get a tribe, and that person is... Lo and behold,
Miss Debbie.
Of course, who else would have been better?
Excited about Debbie going to an island by herself.
No, I like Debbie. Over you guys. Her.
Oh, I felt like such a bitch because when we were watching, I was like laughing. I'm like, ha ha ha, Debbie, that sucks. Like, and then I was like, okay, I'm being really rude.
I just love hearing about Debbie's life. Like, she had a pony at one point. Like,
yeah. like, but it's like the random sprinkles of like, I'm great.
Of randomness.
Please know I'm great.
Like, I was an Air Force captain. I was a gymnastics specialist. I was like,
and she goes, oh, I've met stuff. This person and this person, but meeting Cochran was the number one for me. I'm like, okay. But so we see, you know, she has to go to Exile Island. Basically, good and bad because she can't be voted out, but she also can't bond with anybody. But when we see that she is at Exile Island, it's a ship. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous yacht with food and alcohol and pillows and blankets and hammocks and everything that she could ever need.
And alcohol.
I mean, what did you guys think about this? Did you think that this was... Like, obviously, it's game changers.
Thank you. It's game changers. Like, what else do we expect? Yeah. I mean, I honestly expected it to be Exile Island, like the old Exile Islands, when they're on, like a little narrow platform of land, and it's, like, just them by themselves.
Build your shelter. Go for
it. Build your shelter by yourself with no trees around, because you're just on this beach by yourself.
Right.
But I love this twist. I think that there's going to be many more twists that we're going to look forward to, especially when the merch happens. Mm-hmm. But I thought this was cool.
It was a cool twist.
It was really cool. I mean, I'm just trying to be in the number if they decide to send a fan. Like, I'm available for this XL yacht.
Right?
Where do I sign up?
Question that I have for you guys is, do we think that Debbie is going to go back onto her tribe and pretend like she wasn't on, like...
For sure.
Debbie's not going to go and say all this stuff. She's going to make it seem like, you guys, I was down in the dumps and my life sucked, because she wants to... Like, she likes getting pity, but then, like, she likes being... knowing that she has the power over that.
Here's the thing. Although I would like to say in my mind that Debbie's going to go back and play it, mm-hmm. because she likes to sprinkle her greatness all over the place, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if she was like, well, Exile Island was amazing for Debbie.
Yeah.
Because that just seems like the type of
person
Debbie is.
Well, just like Cochran called, he said overconfidence is a poison in this game, and that's exactly what Debbie is going through.
It's very interesting to me because I'm always very cautious about how I come off to people, mm-hmm. in the perception that they may get from me without me even opening my mouth. And so I thought it was really, really interesting that as soon as we split to Cochran's one-on-one, he says, I pulled up and I was kind of frustrated that it was Debbie. Mm-hmm. Because you know that regardless of if you could tell her a roadmap how to get to $1 million and it was foolproof, Debbie would not take your direction.
Right.
But I think that's what I love about her.
Here's the thing.
It's been her downfall to this point. So, I mean, I guess we'll see if she can turn it around. Because from what we've seen in Debbie in the past, nothing's helping her doing that.
That's true. I still love Debbie as a character, though, you guys.
She does have a line. She's a character. Like you were saying, though, Cochran was saying, hey, this is her fatal flaw. This is overconfidence. And that's the thing about Debbie is she was still not taking his advice. Even you said, okay, he was disappointed when he got there. She was obviously very happy to see him, but she wasn't even, it seemed like she was more just awestruck by the person that he was.
Yeah.
Right.
Because more even than when, him, her listening to what he was saying.
Right. I thought it was really interesting that when she got the advantage box, mm-hmm. unless of course they cut to something and we didn't get to see the entire conversation, she goes through the list of advantages that were in there. It mm-hmm. was an advantage for your team in a immunity. It was an extra vote. And it was pieces to make your own fake idol. Mm-hmm. There was no conversation with Cochran, like, any type of strategy-wise to be like, what do you think? Like,
what would you pick?
Right? What would be the best to kind of, like, you know, solidify my place in the next step of this game? Debbie just picks.
Yeah.
But which one would you guys have
That's
picked?
What I'm... That, yeah, what, let us know in the live chat as well. Yeah. What would you guys pick? Would you have picked the fake hidden immunity idol kit, the extra vote, or the tribe challenge advantage? I would not have chosen the tribe challenge advantage. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
Because that's helping your whole tribe out. I get it. You're not going to tribal. But, like, you need something for you, I think.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I don't disagree that Debbie picked the right idol. I mean, the right advantage. Mm-hmm. I would have picked the extra vote as well. That can come mm-hmm. in super, super handy if there's ever a potential tie. Mm-hmm. If you are really just trying to sway it, if you're in a group of two and you really need that third vote, like
it could have been great. Too.
I just thought that to have such a vet like Cochran in your midst that you would want to maybe soak in a little bit more.
What would you have picked?
I would have obviously picked the extra vote. Yeah. I mean, like you, ladies. Yeah. I mean, I agree.
It's the
most powerful out mm-hmm. of the advantages in that box. Mm-hmm. But I think that, and like what Dom was saying, just to piggyback on that, in the new rules, because I don't know if you guys remember this, that when it comes to a tie in the tribals, they're not going to do a revote anymore. They're just going to draw rocks. Mm-hmm. So that extra vote has a lot of power.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I probably would have picked the extra vote
too. Right.
But I do agree with you. I think she maybe should have consulted Cochran, but she's overconfident.
Basically, there's no talking to her because she thinks she knows all. The fact that Cochran knows this, it's just kind of funny. But Debbie, I mean, Cochran was very sweet talking to Debbie. It was a cute little exchange.
They could have just been there for drinks instead.
Right. Like, I think it's funny, though, how they were, he was like, is there anybody that you're fighting with? And she said, the only person I have a problem with is Brad Culpepper.
He said, what's going on with that?
And basically she's like, so I exploded him the other day and you should have seen his face. Brad was so scared. I'm like, no, like he wasn't. Like he didn't care. He was like, hey, Debbie, I love you.
He just walked away.
He just walked away multiple times. And was just like, Debbie, I love you. It's not a big deal. Like, let's move past this. And she's screaming.
Can we just really talk about this really quick? Because I obviously wasn't here when you guys talked about this last episode. But when she was doing the immunity challenge and she got over the wall and she's like, I got it first. I was dying the whole time. I just had to bring that up.
I was like, this is the person that Debbie is. Like, you have to show that.
Don't just talk about Debbie Page. I love her.
I know, but it's just, it is what it is, and it's going to be interesting to see where Debbie goes from
here. I did like how she went, because I liked, same feeling of this overconfidence, when she was mm-hmm. announced that she was going to be going to Exile Island, and Jeff asked her how she felt about it, I thought she was going to be like, oh, well, whatever team I go on is going to be lucky to have me and blah, blah, blah. And I felt her, you know, I'm optimistic about which tribe I end up with, was a very political, like, and nice answer, which was surprised me. So I feel like she can change, you guys.
It was funny because we were kind of joking, like, oh, whatever team, like, the team will be like, oh, we're going to lose on purpose so we don't get Debbie. But it was just funny. We saw a couple unlikely alliances, too, that I just want to bring up. First on the new, well, for the two different tribes, obviously we see that Debbie's on XL, but then we have Orange is Mana and Blue's in Nunuku. And on Nuku, Sandra, Sarah, Varner, Ozzy, Zeke, and Ty.
And Andrea.
And Mana, we have Sarah, Haley, Brad, Ceri, Aubrey, Michaela, Troy's on.
Yes.
And so Troy and Brad instantly spark up a connection just because they're the two guys. And they're basically saying, hey, we don't want to be bamboozled by women. I mean, what did you guys think about that?
I mean, I think my face just said it all. And I feel like this is exactly why Brad had issues in his first season with I believe it was Blood versus Water. Correct me if I'm wrong, you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you will. I feel like he was just overly chauvinistic. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this is what his problem is. And I think that's what his problem is going to continue to be. And I think this is what Debbie has a problem mm-hmm. with.
That's a great point. You know, like, instantly they're like, hey, we can trust each other because we're guys. Like, that
means
like
nothing.
You're saying it means nothing. There's so many girls that you can work with, but they were like, we don't want to be bamboozled by these girls. This is what it is. So it'll be interesting to see if that backfires in their face. Or
Dom, what did you think of that?
I was like, whatever to the both of you. Like, do what you want to do. If that's how you're going to play this game.
That's how
you're
going to play it.
Here's the thing. I feel like a lot of times in Survivor, when you decide to make kind of like a motion like that, like, I'm going to just play with the guys or mm-hmm. I'm going to just play with the girls. Like, I feel like at the end of the day it can be to your detriment. Mm-hmm. Yes. So mm-hmm. do what you want to do. But you may need, it's the two of you. Mm-hmm. You may need some extra peace.
Exactly.
I agree. Although he did say, like, I have Sierra, like, you don't know that for sure. She could have gone with her and got brand new.
And I think this has a lot to do with, you know, older seasons of Survivor, mm-hmm. breaking them up between men versus women. Mm-hmm. So there's this stereotype going into new seasons where they maybe can't work together. But I feel like that is a detriment when you just focus on this one aspect of a person and it's like, that's why I want to align with you.
Yeah.
And it's just a mistake because you have all these other power players that you can figure out.
That's a great point, like, to the previous seasons too, like old stereotypes, because I mean, we saw that definitely on like Millennials versus Gen X a couple seasons ago, or last season, which was funny.
I'm just waiting to see, like, does Sandra teach classes? Because I feel like so many people need to learn her way.
It's like she's teaching a big pit like, class. Right? It's like how to win Survivor. Right?
I feel like she's going to be the new Cochran on the next Game
Changers. Hell yeah. Speaking of Sandra, with Nuku, we see that Sandra and Varner are instantly on the outs when they switch to their new tribes. But Sandra's like, hey, I'm not even scared. You know, she's calm and collected throughout this whole thing. And we see that Zeke and Varner also strike up a very close friendship, but Zeke is to the point where he's like, I can't fully disclose to Varner that we want to vote Sandra out, but Varner is somebody that I really see myself working with in the future. And I get that, like, their relationship, I mean, they seem like they would work well together based on, like, their personalities.
Well, and not only that, but their backstories as well. Like, they are two gay men who mm-hmm. who are on Survivor. Now there's three gay men on one season, uh-huh. which is unheard of, you
incredible,
guys.
Right.
And I think that is just speaking to, you know, the diversity that Survivor is trying to accomplish with, you know, their casting. And it's amazing that they are going to maybe team up. I think that would be cool. Not just because they're gay, but because there is so much more they connect with in their backstories
exactly.
than just being gay. You know what I mean?
Right. And Zeke makes it a point. He's like, hey, if we don't get Sandra out tonight, Sandra's going to make it to the merge and Sandra is going to win this game. And he's like, basically, the thing is everybody always says, we can get Sandra out anytime. We can get Sandra out anytime. And he's like, do you know what happens to every single person who said that they can get Sandra out whenever they want? They go home and she wins. So basically, he's saying, we have to do the impossible tonight. And I mean, I think that Zeke and like Varner can be a great, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, force together.
Yes. You know? Here's my thing with Zeke and Varner, though. I feel like Zeke is very smart, and he is one of the... And this is why he was voted out in his season, mm-hmm. because he was a very, you know, mm-hmm. go-getter player. Mm-hmm. That's, like, totally not the word I wanted, guys. But I feel like he's aligning with Varner just because he knows that Varner isn't as smart as him.
It's true.
And because when Varner was on his season in Outback, he was voted out, what, ninth? Tenth? Ninth? And it was like, well, okay, why would you choose him to, you know what, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like he's only doing it so you can vote him out later.
Well, and you can be right too, because like, we see obviously with like, the whole Sandra and Varner situation, they're obviously on the bottom, okay? Mm-hmm. So they need to work together. When Zeke says, hey, we're voting out Ty, that's what he tells them, we're voting out Ty. Varner's like, hey, we're good, like, cool, guys, let's go party. And like, Sandra's like, no. Like, there's a lot more to go on than this. It just shows like how smart of a player Sandra is. And like you were saying, Varner may not be as well inclined to those things because he did not even think to question this.
I think in that moment, I kind of turned to you guys and was just like, this is why people say that Sandra is one of the best people to ever play this game. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like any other person in that instance would have taken what Varner said mm-hmm. as gold and went on to lying and catching a tan. Mm-hmm. I love that she wasn't so confident to think that they aren't going to try and get me out. Like, I thought it was so genius mm-hmm. of her to instantly know, like, I need to still be working on a plan just in case that's not the status quo. Yeah.
Right, absolutely. And she just always is like, I'm taking control of this situation, and she does it, which is insane.
She almost had me for a while tonight, you guys. I was sitting there like, is she really doing this right now?
That's
like why she is the queen. And only 16 days in, like, you could learn so much from her in 16 days. That's insane.
Oh my God. Yeah. We'll definitely get a note.
I still can't believe she made it 16 days though.
Yeah.
I thought for sure episode one that she was out that night. Like,
it's never that easy.
I was just like, how is she gonna win this game?
Right.
And then you see things like tonight, and I'm just like, that's how.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like if she would have made it to the merge, I truly, truly, truly
think
she could have won the game.
You know, it's funny, guys. We had this conversation before the show started, before we started viewing. And Paige had asked us, do you guys think that she could win again? As I don't. And I was like, I think she could.
If they let her win for a third time, every single person that played Survivor this season would be the dumbest person that I've ever met. Like,
that's how I felt when Tony was won, though.
Okay.
And that's why I was so happy they voted him off so early this season. Because I was like, Tony, his little... Tony just annoyed the shit out of me, you guys. Yeah. And I'm sure you guys talked about this when you covered it. I just have to voice my opinion while I can. But yeah, I'm glad that they voted Tony out, because I felt like he was a force to be reckoned with also.
He was definitely a force to be reckoned with as well. And Sandra had an integral part. And Sandra had an integral part in that. Yeah. That's crazy. We'll get into Sandra's craziness in Tribal in just a minute. To go to the immunity challenge, though, just so we're working in order, this was a hard immunity challenge tonight. The puzzle wasn't so hard, but...
Getting to the puzzle.
It was physically grueling.
Did you guys see Michaela just killing it?
I'm like, who are you?
Oh, yeah. Don, let's hear about your Michaela rant tonight.
First of all, it was like, okay, you guys know those old school commercials where people are like trying to pull like the big tundras?
Oh, yeah.
That's what Michaela looked like tonight. It was like, who else? Like, is no one else going to help you pull this girl? But she was...
I think my favorite Michaela moment, you guys, and I have to throw it back to when she was on for her first season, Millennials versus Gen X, was when she was doing the wrestling show and she just took her top off.
Hell yeah.
I was like, get it.
Get it, girl.
Love her.
I know. She's
She's a beast. I mean, Dom calls her a beast, and that's exactly what she is. She's Michaela the Beast.
She's a beast. Now, if she could just get her attitude in check.
Yeah. She was a huge reason why they won that challenge.
If she could just...
But she does
throw some sugar on it.
You're right. She does have that very I'm just going to say it how it is attitude. And I'm like, no, you have to play. And like Cochran said to Debbie, you have to appease to people's egos.
Right.
And that's just have to bite your tongue.
Sometimes you just have to back up. Yeah. Exactly. Here's a question for you guys in the live chat. We've had this discussion basically every week because we never know what the right answer is. But... So tonight, obviously, we saw they went over the monkey bars.
This has been a very long debate.
And there was a rope.
I can't wait to get my voice in.
And there was a rope underneath them as we were going across the monkey bars. Would you guys wear shoes or would you not wear shoes? We had about half the people wearing shoes, half the people not. What would you guys do?
I don't know. I feel like you are allowed to use the clothes that you came onto the island with.
Yes.
And you are allowed to use your shoes.
Definitely.
And I feel like... You should be allowed to use your shoes if you want. I feel like certain challenges, shoes will slow you down, especially with swimming challenges.
Right, we all
know you can't swim in shoes. They weigh a lot when they get wet. Mm-hmm. But I feel like when you're crossing a rope, it's like all of these challenges are so multifaceted that you need shoes at some point, and then shoes can hinder you. So it's I guess it's
a gamble. You would have worn the shoes? So you would have worn the shoes?
I would have worn shoes, though.
And what about you?
Plus that sled falling on my foot.
Yeah,
oh,
no way. No way. I would have definitely worn shoes tonight. That's all I know. What about you guys in the live chat? Anybody commenting?
What would you say?
Yeah, would you do it, Dom, or no?
Eric says shoes.
Shoes, yeah, for sure, shoes.
But see, here's the thing. You know how they're coming out with like these new like...
Water shoes,
but there's also like these mesh kind of like shoes that like fit over each toe, and they give you like these like...
I don't like things in between my toes.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like this, like, I feel like it would be like an unfair advantage if a player came with those, where they're like stronger than shoes.
Well, anybody else could have brought those shoes. They have the choice.
That's true. I just feel like they maybe have stipulations at some kind of...
Maybe in their
rule book before they sign the
contract. Judy says water shoes. Drexel, hello, love, says definitely shoes.
Yeah.
Davey said never go without shoes for anything.
Yeah, well, I think it does depend on the challenge, and I think tonight it was definitely important to have the shoes. But we did see a lot of people didn't have them, and they did just fine. So,
well, it was interesting to me because Jeff, who I always tell you guys is the king of shade, Sandra was trying to make her way over, she had on shoes, and she had a considerable amount of struggle trying to make it across.
Well, she's also 42 years old, you guys.
Yeah, right. And you have a lot of young people this season, that's for sure. So, I mean, the immunity challenge, the puzzles was, or the puzzle at the end wasn't so hard, but we see that Mata wins before Nuka even starts the puzzle.
Right.
So, I mean, they had a very good advantage, and they totally killed it.
Fastest immunity in history, Jessa. That's insane.
Yeah, definitely. Fastest immunity in history. So that was a good time for sure. One thing I want to talk about when we get... Yes?
Sorry. Yeah, no, sorry not to cut you off. But the In the Immunity Challenge, I just wanted to talk about that foreshadowing that I talked about earlier.
Please do.
Because did anybody notice when Ozzy waited for everybody else to like jump off of the raft and then he was last because he's such a good swimmer? Like,
He can hold his breath.
He's a diver. He's a god. I just felt like that was so show offy that I was like, it just annoyed me. So then when it came up in Tribal, I was like, that's perfect. Ozzy should go home because he is a physical threat.
He's a huge physical threat.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. When he waited to jump off the platform, I was more or less thinking, okay, he's trying to not... Like, everybody's diving in at the same time. Like, they're all going to hit each other.
But Jeff is a great point. Jeff is the king of shade, and he's the one that called it out. And I was like...
Jeff
called it out.
What did Jeff say?
Jeff was like, Ozzy waiting for the last minute to, like, jump off the raft or whatever he said.
Well, and then, like, Ty in Tribal says that, like you said, he's a god. He can... Yeah. And everything he mentioned... was with swimming, diving, holding breath, and swimming, he said. So, I mean...
Which apparently, you know, are hard. Ty would like to tell you.
Ty's maybe not as much of a physical threat, but that's a great point. I'm really glad you brought that up. Let us know what you
guys
think.
Which is interesting to me because I'm like, do you guys remember Ty's original season when he literally climbed up an entire coconut tree with nothing?
No shoes.
Nope. I'm like...
Nothing even on his body.
No,
he had like just underwear
on. He like scratched up his body pretty bad, but...
But he got that idol. He got that. That's for damn sure.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. When it comes to them idols,
he will sniff it out.
Ty will do just about anything. So even speaking of Ty right now, basically back at camp, Sandra's on her last leg saying, what can I do to make these people think that they can't vote me out? She says, Ty, Debbie, and Aubrey are a force that you do not want to be in the final three together.
The Karong three.
Mm-hmm. So Sandra's basically selling it to Ozzy. Yeah. Who else?
Ozzy, Sarah.
Sarah.
Varner's there, but yeah, he's so already she's, on there.
Sandra's selling this to them.
I guess.
And basically, Ozzy's sitting there like, And he's like, afterward, he goes, you know what? She was so good that I was even considering it.
But I love that because he was like, I don't think we should take what she said off the table, but Sandra still has to go.
Right?
And I was like, Ozzy might have been the only one who was like sober in that moment because everybody else was like,
what, Sandra? Oh. Tell us more. Sarah put it perfectly, I think. She said, you know what? Sandra is grooming us. She said she's very calm. Mm-hmm. She never raises her voice. There's no pressure.
Such the police officer.
She takes control of the situation. She
describes Sandra as a pedophile. Right. Just so we're clear.
She did.
Know they say that about pedophiles. They say they groom children.
Yes, they do.
Of course Sarah would use that terminology.
Right? It was just very, very interesting to watch Sandra kind of work her magic, which almost worked. I mean, I don't know. Let us know what you guys think about that.
To me, I almost felt like I wish I could get like split screen sometimes to see what could have happened if this changed in Survivor. Just because I was thinking about that big blow up, and we'll talk about Tribal in a second. But in that moment where Ozzy tells them like, yo, like she almost had me going for a second. I was wondering, had he not have actually vocalized that he was almost there and kind of let them do their own pondering and not discussing it in the group like they did, could she have really have turned them? Because the rest of them kind of looked at Ozzy like, oh, you're right. It was more of a, dude, snap me out.
I feel like you're right. I feel like if she had taken people off and then like individual, like little... consultations, if you will.
Consultations.
Then she might have maybe swayed some votes.
She's like,
I agree
very
with you, Dom. That's a good point.
If I was playing Survivor, I understand, like Sarah was saying, she's very calm, no pressure, yada yada. She just like intimidates the hell out of me. Like, I would probably listen to anything she said. I'd be like, yes, Sandra. Like, yes, queen.
I feel like, did you guys watch The Walking Dead? Because I just have to do a little crossover.
No.
Carol in The Walking Dead has this ability to wherever she is, she switches characters to be like the vulnerable one or the strong one or the meek little one. I feel like Sandra did that in this because if we remember clearly, when she got out Tony, she was like, the queen is here.
Yes.
I am the queen. And she had no problem saying that. But when in this, as soon as this whole drop your buffs thing happened and they switched up tribes.
She was standing in the back with her hands crossed.
Yep. Just very calm, very like, I'm just not going
to trying to play the victim a little bit.
Yes.
Wow. So she's like a chameleon.
Yeah. And I love that about her. I think that's why she is the queen.
Wow. I do have a question about this whole Ty-Sandra Varner thing. So Ty basically the whole plan was to not tell Sandra and Varner what was going on, that everybody else was going to vote for Ty.
Yes.
But Ty says straight to Varner that they were voting for Sandra. I mean, did you guys think that this was a smart move? Or basically, was he spilling the beans with no type of context or no plan?
I think that, and Dom mentioned this earlier with Ty's confidence, I think that his lack of confidence makes him really nervous, and that's exactly why he got nervous in front of Varner and Ozzy and just spilled the beans.
I agree. Davey just said, Sarah's better move would have been to take Ty up on his let's flip Ozzy gamble. And I was really, really, really hoping that she would have. And I'm like...
That Sandra would... Wait, that...
Sarah...
Would take Ty up on it.
Yeah. Would take Ty up on getting Ozzy out.
Would you guys have done that?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Here's my thing. I feel like it's going to be easier to get Sandra out than Ozzy.
You have to look at me like I was going to jump down your throat.
Like, wait.
Because I was.
Because I look at it like when we get to the merger... It gets the merger.
Okay, stockbroker.
When we get to the merger, yes. We're not up on our terms.
She got a kick out of that one.
Well, that's what I do at work. Sorry,
oh. Oh my god.
No,
I go ahead with that.
When we get to the merge,
you think it'd be easier to take out Sandra than it will be to take
out Ozzy? You get into individual immunity.
Yes,
okay. And I feel like it's gonna be easier Sandra's for Ozzy. Like Sandra ain't winning crap,
right?
And I just, she ain't got no idols because the girl don't. She ain't digging in no dirt.
She's not caring about that.
I ain't seen her.
She's too good to dig in dirt.
Have y'all seen Sandra look for an idol?
No,
she's like, I'm a queen. Time. I don't need an idol.
Right. I got pawns.
I don't need an idol.
I just got excited. Hit the mic. I completely agree with you, and I feel like when you, and this is a detriment to every player who plays Survivor, if you're not good at individual immunity challenges, don't be expected to last in the merger. This is exactly what happened with Saray never, and she was part of, oh gosh, I wrote it down, Panama. She never won an individual immunity challenge, and that's most fan theories of why she could never win, because she couldn't get those immunity. They are very important when the merge happens. Like, you need to win those individual immunity.
You guys, this is a great point. So, I mean, basically...
I don't think people really... I just feel like a lot of people don't really consider that sometimes.
Well, let's just discuss in tribal...
That's how Tony won, though, you guys. That is how Tony won his season, because he was so good at individual challenges, and he kept winning them one after another after another, and they kept saying, let's get Tony out. But they couldn't, because he kept winning the individual challenges.
That's how Ken almost won. That's how Ken almost won.
Tony is literally, like, one of my favorite players of, like, all
time. I didn't like him.
Anywho, moving on.
Oh my god, I love this little bit.
This is like being dumb friends.
This is good. So in tribal, with this craziness that we're discussing, so first of all, Sandra basically saying, hey, I'm going to set this up big time. And she's saying, you know, Jeff, it's been 16 days. I think this is it for me. And this is where the drama ensues. So basically, Sarah says, you know, some of us are still open. And that one thing that she says freaks Ty out, and he's like, you know what, I thought the vote was locked, and now this is happening. So basically, like, Sandra says, hey Ty, whatever you want me to do, if the votes are still open, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it, just tell me. And Ty takes the bait, and he whispers to Sandra. I mean, what the heck happened here?
I love when they whisper this season. It's like the whisper of
death.
They just,
like, this is not how they used to do, like, be in tribal at all. No. And all of a sudden now everybody's throwing stuff out, throwing names, nobody cares about anything. And it's
a new era of Survivor.
It really is.
Like, remember we talked about with millennials and Gen X's, the whole voting block thing, and that whole thing came up. I feel like with this season, it's more of, like, people, there is no strategy behind the scenes. It's all right there in tribal. Because there are some things that you literally have to say, and you have to say it.
Well, that's what we saw with Sandra, is basically she's like, okay, when we get to tribal, I'll just set it up. It's not a big deal. And she did that last week, too, with the Michaela Sugar situation. She sets this up in tribal at the last minute, and I'm like, how are you thinking this on the spot? If I was there, I'd be so freaked out. I'd, like, need to, like, plan everything in my head ahead of time. And she's like, nah, girl, like, I got this. I'm good. And I don't know, like you're saying about how just throwing stuff out like this happens tonight with Ozzy. So they whisper to each other, and then Ty says, I'm going to go with Ozzy. I mean, if you guys, I'm still kind of confused about just the whole, I guess, conversation with everybody else. Once Ty says, I'm gonna go for Ozzy, they all said, okay, fuck this, we're voting for Ty. And then where did that change?
I honestly feel like this whole Ty thing, was planned for, and they all kind of knew that it might happen, and I feel like they all, like, agreed beforehand that...
You thought they, that they thought
I was going to, like, so make this whole thing happen, and they were going to say Otai to throw off Sandra.
So
and they
he
were
made also, it up.
Just in case Sandra had an idol, so that she wouldn't play it.
So Ty did this on purpose. You're saying Ty, yes. You think that Ty collaborated with everybody ahead of time and said...
Not that I don't think that he collaborated with everybody on purpose. I don't think his paranoia got to him. I think that it genuinely did get to him in that moment. But I feel like Ozzy, Varner, and Sarah talking about voting out Ty was all planned just to throw Sandra off.
Ozzy, Sarah, and Varner talking about Ty.
Because they all did it behind his back.
So two things. I was talking about that earlier before we had actually gone live, and so I apologize because I can't remember who said it in the live chat, but they were saying that that was a part of a plan that Ty was kind of in on, and that's the reason why he didn't play his idol. Yeah. But although he started to act fidgety because he didn't know if he should trust this, knowing that he had an idol to play.
He had two idols to play.
Right. So that's why they were like... He was kind of in on it, but very nervous because apparently somebody said this. I was like, maybe this happened while I was talking because I talked the entire episode, you guys. that somebody had said out loud, stick to the original plan.
Oh, okay.
Because I was going to say, I didn't hear any whispers. We saw whispers, and you know it always gives us a close
It was
catching,
a lot. It was way it too says, many whispers.
We're going for Ty. But none of those whispers said... We're going to say we're going for Ty, but we're actually going for Sandra.
But they already said that after they lost the immunity challenge, that's what the original plan was. They were going to say that they were going to vote for Ty and then vote Sandra.
But
and then that's what they were sticking to.
In that moment, it really seemed like they were all voting for Ty because Sarah was saying, I don't trust this. Zeke was saying, hey, how do you expect that I can trust you? Because who do you actually trust, Ty? Because you say that you trust this person. And then when it comes down to it, you're flip-flop.
I honestly think they just throw Sandra off. Just in case she had an idol, she wouldn't play it.
Yeah, Drexel actually came through with a little insight. He said Jeff actually did an interview with EW about why he thinks Debbie picked the wrong advantage.
Really?
And then a few others chimed in and said, yeah, because that's what Bob used to help win Survivor, which was the fake idol.
That's what he used to win was the fake
that's
idol.
That's true.
I'm still very, like... Just not confused, but just still a little, like, I'm still reeling from this trial.
I said this last week, and I feel like I'm going to continue to say because it's starting to piss me off. So for those that edit or are producers on Survivor, Dominique Yvonne Price has a message. Please stop having extra things out there as far as conversations happen with the contestants that you don't show us. It's really frustrating when you get to tribal or somebody's been voted off and you're like, wait, there had to have been some other conversation that was had that we don't see. Even if you do, and I said this a few weeks ago, even if you do something that's more of so like a Big Brother After Dark, mm-hmm. where it's something not in the episode, yes. but you just allow me to see it because as a fan of this yeah. show, it gets frustrating when you are doing all this like speculation on what changed their mind, how did this go this way? Like, I mm-hmm. want to be able to see that raw footage.
Yeah, here's the thing. I agree with that 100% that there should be some sort of After Dark or like Out of the Island, you know, they can call it.
Ooh,
something different.
Yes,
that's pretty
yes.
good.
Get it.
But like,
off the island.
Don't let them steal your ideas. Don't let them steal
Survivor,
your ideas.
Off the island. But basically, like, I totally understand the whole point of not showing us all these conversations
right,
in there.
Right.
Because that's what makes it fun. Because
yeah.
we were saying, when Ty didn't play his idol, we all freaked out. And we were like, what the hell? Like, how did he not play his idol? Like, I was like, he has two idols. He should have just played one, yada, yada. Because I was like, Ty's going home now. But having some sort of thing like that after hours that we can like view and be like, oh, so this was a conversation. Mm-hmm. Not during the episode, but just afterwards. So we're a little more well-versed and so we understand it a little better.
Yeah.
Because right now we're like, what the heck happened?
Yeah. And I feel like the little tidbits at the end, like who voted for who doesn't really solve anything.
I don't care.
It doesn't.
By that time, I give a rat's ass. Like, tell me
what happened.
Was.
But I feel like if they did it during the episode, it would just be too obvious. And
yeah,
the show wouldn't have been
agree.
Around for 34 seasons.
I agree.
Seasons.
But
exactly.
all I'm saying is show me the after juice. Honestly, that is probably why I
the
still.
After juice sounds so gross.
Yeah, ew.
that's
rough.
Sorry,
that's
I had to call
rough.
You out on it. So gross.
No, but it's like just show us afterwards.
You know, you be flipping and saying stuff.
Show
so
us
bad.
Afterwards so we can like see a little bit of something.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Just get a little more insight. But it the way that they edit it and produce it is great. And that's why Survivor's been around for so long. Question. would you guys, obviously now it's easy to say that you wouldn't play the idol, but I'm asking in real time when this was going on, would you have played the idol if you were Ty?
Here's my thing.
Or as a viewer, if there was another
conversation, maybe I wouldn't have. Right.
And here's my thing. This was my whole theory about the whole tribal that went down. I felt like Ty was stirring that shit up so mm-hmm. that he could have the group turn to him to vote for him, and then he was going to play his idol. And then him and Sandra and Varner were going to vote for Ozzy. And then once they played his idol, all the votes for Ty weren't going to count. And then the 3 votes for Ozzy would. And then Ozzy would have went home. That's what I thought was going to happen. Right. That's what I thought was going to happen. But it clearly did not. And I'm upset about it.
It's just...
Because, like Ty said, Ozzy is a physical threat. And if they're going to keep the route that they've been going, which is voting out key physical male players, then Ozzy is rightfully next.
I think they needed to get Sandra out tonight. I think it was the right move. I just was like, if I was Ty, I would have been so paranoid that I would have just... I mean, from what we saw, I would have played the idol because he has to. I just would have been so freaked out. But you know, like, Ty likes to play his idols for other people, so...
Then I thought he was going to play for Sandra at one point.
Yeah.
Because he has so much respect for her. Oh, God. Are you kidding?
If
he
freaking played his idol for Sandra, like, I'm never watching Survivor again.
I seriously...
Dom can't even speak at this point.
You guys know how much it irritates me when people play idols for other people.
And Ty does it all the time.
He does it all the time. He did it for his first idol.
It makes me so angry.
I know.
Why, though?
Did we get anything? Because it never ends up going well for the person.
Ty made it to Final 3 last time.
I was about to say, like, it's been working out for Ty. Like, I feel like Ty has, like,
first of all, Ty is a different... Ty is a totally different breed when it comes to these idols. Like, honestly, if somebody in live chat, you may not know the answer now, but tweet me. I want to know how many idols Ty has won to date.
Oof. Oof, yeah, I don't
know. 3, 4, 5?
Because I feel like it's more than 5.
6?
Maybe. 6 5 at or most. 6. 5 or 6, yeah. I'm going to say 5 or 6.
I mean, he's an idol god, that's for sure. I mean, I don't know. It's just, did we get any responses about playing the idol or not playing the idol?
A lot of people said they wouldn't have, no.
You guys, I'm calling you on your BS, okay? Yeah. You would have played that idol.
In the situation.
Yes. Like I said, there
had to. Because we would have.
Depending on the conversation that they had, though, we don't know.
Right.
But you could see right when that first vote was for Ty, he was real nervous.
The way Zeke looked at him was like how your mom looks at you at the grocery store when you ask for a Snickers.
like disappoint. Right.
Put it down right
now. Do it to camera.
Put it down.
I just think that Ty...
That's how Zeke looked at him tonight.
I just think that Ty is going to have a lot of making up to do, kind of, just for the fact that people know him as a flip-flopper, and, like, he's still being seen that way, especially after Tribal tonight.
If they end up coming back into Tribal next week, mm-hmm. I predict it being him or Debbie.
You predict either Ty or Debbie going home? Ty's not going home. Idols. Oh.
Not going home, but being the key targets of the night.
Well, okay. I was
going
to ask you guys that when, because now Debbie is going to be a part of Nuku, the new Nuku.
Yeah.
With Sarah, Varner, Andrea, Ty, Zeke, and Ozzy. How do we feel like she's going to play in that dynamic?
So who are the players she's with?
Sarah, Gop, Varner, Andrea, Ty, Zeke, and Ozzy.
She's not with Culpepper. She's good.
I think her and Ozzy might clash.
Oh, for sure.
Because Ozzy's just this overconfident, I'm going to wait until on the raft until the last possible second. So, like, that really bugged me, you guys. It really did bug me.
He's like, all right, everybody go ahead. I'll catch up.
Yeah. I just did not like that. So I think that she's going to clash with Ozzy.
Well, let's get into predictions then, on that note. Are we going to get into predictions?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We were waiting for our predictions, you guys.
I've already given mine because
I feel like we both have.
So you think Debbie's going to clash with Ozzy?
I do think that Debbie's
going to
clash with Ozzy.
I think Debbie's going to clash with everyone but herself.
If you could...
including herself.
Right, yeah, for real. She probably has like this internal struggle. If you guys were going to vote or think who is going out next week, who would it be? Who would be going home?
Nobody from my team.
Let's see. It depends. If Nuku went to Tribal, I would say it would be Varner.
Okay.
If it was Mana that went to Tribal, I would say it would be Haley.
I think Haley's gonna do well. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting to see.
I've always said Haley because you put me on the spot. I don't know.
Ooh, okay, live chat.
I don't even have a prediction.
Live chat is saying maybe Sarah and Andrea and Debbie will all clash.
Sarah and Georgia. Yeah. Debbie's going to clash. That's all I know is that Debbie is going to clash.
Yeah.
You guys, do we have any final thoughts before we wrap this up tonight?
Davey, thank you so much. Ty has found 6 idols over the course of his 2 there seasons.
We 6. Were on point, though, 5 or 6. We didn't even have Google, you guys.
Right. We counted.
We counted.
We're Survivor super fans, okay?
Yeah, right? For real. Well, you guys, this has been Survivor. Vote early, vote often on season 34. I mean, life is good. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We have the most amazing guests tonight, and it's been such a good show. For two more weeks. Maybe after that, depending on how you guys like him. Well, I guess we'll see.
We'll see how that goes.
No, do you guys want to tell them where they can find you?
Yes, I am Timothy Michael. You can find me on all social media platforms at I Am Timothy Mike. I am on AfterBuzz on Thursday nights during The Grey Show and Friday mornings doing the Unproduced Table Read series. And where are you at?
Fancy.
You know, just fancy.
Well, I'm Dominique, and you guys know that you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DominiquePESQ.
And I'm Paige Bonanno. You guys can find me on all social media at Paige Bonanno. And we'll see you right here next week. Thanks so much for joining, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Of course.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.